WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. Well, there's certainly nothing like coming home to a nice, green, lush lawn. It's the ultimate showstopper and curb appeal, right? However, even if you put a great deal of thought into planning and caring for your lawn, it is certainly easy to overlook a few things. While seemingly minor, these oversights can make the grass look less lush. There are indeed some tips that I can give you about what to do to keep your lawn looking good, starting with reactive lawn care. Now, one of the biggest mistakes people make is not being proactive with their lawn care. Apparently, according to recent Harris Poll surveys, 81% of homeowners practice preventative maintenance for their vehicles, and 66 do so for skin care, while only 56 do so for their lawn. Products and treatments for lawns are most effective when they are applied before problem areas pop up and lawn disease strikes. Now, depending solely on reactive care and maintenance after your lawn shows signs of disease is a mistake that you should avoid. Here's another one. Overwatering. Now, because many of us fear underwatering our lawn, especially if we don't live in a particularly rainy area, we end up overwatering. Too much water can lead to shallow root growth, and that will promote the growth of fungi and diseases. To prevent this problem, deep but infrequent watering is the key. Watering deeply but infrequently will allow the soil to dry out between watering sessions, which will reduce the risk of disease and the growth of fungi and other deep grassroots problems. Now, next on the list is using dull mower blades. Maintaining a lawn can be a lot of work, and sometimes we forget to do the simple things, but important among those are sharpening your mower blades. The whole idea here is mowing with dull blades can shred grass blades, causing increased stress that can harm the grass, increase water loss, and promote disease. So, fortunately, there's an easy fix. Sharpening your blades once a year, that'll be certainly the trick to avoid any problems with that. Now, next, ignoring bare patches. While you might think a bare patch in your lawn is no big deal, that couldn't be further from the truth. Bare patches are not only unsightly, but they provide the opportunity for weeds to start to take hold. The open space provides an opportunity for weeds to germinate and establish themselves without competition from grass. This can lead to weed colonization in those empty spots and spreading into your lawn, so be mindful of any bare patches. And lastly, neglecting seasonal maintenance. Different seasons and climates require different lawn practices. Failing to adjust your lawn care routine based on the time of year can result in a less than optimal lawn. Here's a tip. In the winter, you may want to focus your attention on planning for spring as opposed to applying any products or seeds. In the fall, it's best to get outside to fertilize and clean up debris. There you go. Hope you have a good-looking lawn coming up for the rest of the summer and fall season and into next year. Hey, if you missed any of these tips or if you want to hear them one more time, well, that's easy. Simply go to the Odyssey app. They will be there for you, and I will be here for you each and every Saturday morning at 10 for Hammer Time Radio, 36 years on WBEN.